You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. Before we get into this juicy episode, I wanted to let you know that we are enrolling for the Ascension Mastermind. There are a few spots left for this group. This mastermind is for women entrepreneurs that have established businesses and are wanting to grow in a truly aligned way. What does that mean? It means that you want to experience more ease in your business, more ease in your day-to-day. You're looking at things like leveraging, hiring new team members, manifesting more money with ease, and really coming up with systems and solutions in your business and in your life to create more of what you want in a very intentional way. So you can find out all the information at HeidiStevens.co/mastermind. Again, HeidiStevens.co/mastermind. You send in a brief application, and if that looks good to us, you'll jump on a phone call with either myself or one of my team members, and we will go from there. So get yourself signed up on that application if you have interest, and I look forward to speaking to you very soon. Here we go. Hi, friends. So I've noticed something about myself through this COVID experience that I'm sure probably was happening before, but it's really just been illuminated for me during these last several months. And that is that when I am going through something or just feeling in it or a heaviness, super emotional, whatever it may be, I tend to pull back from recording podcast episodes. And it's interesting because I show up super consistently on my Instagram stories and just really kind of share where I'm at and what I'm going through. But there's something about this podcast that feels like I need to kind of have it all together or be really eloquent or have a plan of action. And, you know, I decided this morning to just hit record. And even though really all of my podcasts are just riffing with you, there's something that feels maybe a little bit more vulnerable today because there's a lot going on in my mind and there's a lot of question marks up for things that I'll share with you, kind of what's up for us. I feel like I'm having trouble talking about anything else these days. Kenny rolls his eyes at me because he's like, can't you just like stop fixating on this one thing? And I'm like, no, I can't. Like, this is how I do it. It's taken everything from me for about 3 hours every single morning. I really shift gears and I work on some projects. And my work is fairly slow right now. I'm launching a mastermind. I'm getting ready to launch another program, but there's not a lot of like working in the business on a daily basis. And so with that, it's like, yes, I need to work on this project. Yes, I need to get things done, but I don't have to get things done. And so, it's easy to wander. And for any of you, whether you're further along in business or if you are newer in business and you're having trouble focusing or, you know, staying kind of on point, I am raising my hand right there with you right now. There's so much going on globally, nationally, on a state level, et cetera. And so I just want to riff. I'm going to kind of use this as a little talking it out session. And in hopes to just share with you guys that I'm right there with you in a lot of things and questioning a lot of things and, you know, for what it's worth, just kind of sharing with you my process. Because while I do feel, I feel emotional a lot of the time, that's just my makeup, I also feel pretty grounded and pretty sane and just really kind of have like both feet on the ground, very much in my practices, in my spiritual practices, working my process. I'm completely off alcohol right now. I just feel like I want to be making decisions and have just such clarity in all ways. And really, am not like spinning in my mind as much as I could be or would have been in the past. And I think that's because of how well I'm taking care of myself through these uncertain times. And so, you know, the kind of what I've been putting my attention towards and what has really been up for me is number one, school. For any of you moms, you most likely are feeling something similar. And look, I know at the end of the day, everything is going to work out and it's all going to, like, everyone's going to be fine. There's no, like, I'm not, like, worried about, you know, Harrison falling behind or, like, it's none of that. I think it's just the overall uncertainty and unrest that, that's just intense. That's intense. It's like, so the other night, you know, I've not been feeling great about, which I'm sure you guys can identify with, like, okay, even if schools do open, do I want to send him back to school with all the mandatory requirements that are happening in, I think, a lot of states? I can share with you, here in California, the mandates are that, you know, all the kids wear masks and the teachers wear masks. In some schools, they'll be wearing face shields. All the kids have their desks 6 feet apart. There's, you know, everything feels like it's stripped away. PE, extracurricular activities, any type of group programs. And so for us personally, we were signed up to go to an independent school that I was really, really, really excited to go to. And to be honest, like, still am considering. And the thought of investing in private school pricing right now for, you know, for basically for online learning feels a little insane to me. And so just to share kind of what, and again, I apologize for maybe not having this all together and just kind of talking it through, but I really just wanted to show up in my kind of my process. The state of California has announced that there's 33 counties that cannot open based on the numbers of COVID. So regardless of if you're a private school, charter, public school, you are not able to open until your county passes these four or five different guidelines. And I think right now Los Angeles does not cover two or three of them. There's other counties. San Diego County doesn't cover one of them. And the conversation is, well, if we go back into a safer at home, like if, you know, these different mayors, or if the governor puts the entire state on a safer at home lockdown, then maybe the numbers will go back and everything will open, or the schools will be able to open given the fact that they passed these mandates. Well, I was on a Zoom presentation this past week with the principal and the superintendent, and it was like, you know, they're laying out the school and how they're going to do things. And I totally understand why they're doing, like, why they're, you know, have shields and they're putting plexiglass up in certain parts. And, you know, there's no sharing amongst kids of supplies, and all of the desks are centered, you know, individual desks 6 feet apart. And just like thinking about, and I don't know, I just like, I really struggled with seeing Harrison in that environment and, like, you know, really being asked to participate in keeping 6 feet away from other kids, which, like, on one hand we know is not going to happen, and on another hand, on some level needs to happen. And so, and I'm sharing this all in the context of, like, I'm not saying that going back to school is the right thing or the wrong thing, or that wearing masks, like, I think that wearing masks, like, we all need to be doing it. I do have concerns about young children wearing masks all day long, and their levels of oxygen and just brain development. I've done a little bit of research on the challenges that can pose. And so look, the reality is that these are all of these things that I'm talking about right now are very, very, very much luxury problems. And I am very aware of that. And so again, one of the reasons why I have kind of been like, I don't think that I'm going to share. I don't know how to show up right now, because it's like my problems are not anywhere near what other people's problems are. And I really, really, really get that. And it's this is like my reality right now, and like the level, you know, that I'm feeling challenged or struggling with. So the first piece is currently at this state, Los Angeles schools, no matter what it is, are not allowed to open. The second question for me is, if they do open, am I going to feel comfortable sending Harrison back to school? I don't know. The other piece of this, I read an article yesterday that one of my followers sent me to. I'm going to be putting it on Instagram because it's a really great article. You know, the other question is like, even if they do open, are they going to be sent home within a couple of weeks because somebody is symptomatic and tests positive? And then who's going to have to quarantine? You know, that pod is going to have to quarantine for 14 days. And so the instability for kids of like going to school, coming back to school, going to school. If there's a second wind, there's just, you know, in December, like if things shut down again, there's just so much uncertainty. And so I'm highly considering, you know, pulling him and having him homeschooled for the year. And then with that becomes, am I pulling out of the school altogether? Because it's crazy to pay those prices for that, for online Zoom, you know, for a six-year-old, which then we lose our spot. And then, you know, what does the following year look like? And this is a school that we were really, really, really looking forward to going to, and for a community. So on top of all of those kind of question marks, Kenny and I are in the beginning stages. I do not know where this is going to go, but looking at potential alternative places to live. We wouldn't go that far. You know, Kenny's business is very much here in LA. He has proven to himself over the last several months that he can absolutely work from home. But it is, you know, we're in conversations, and we don't know if moving means just move to a slightly more suburban neighborhood, you know, 45 minutes from where we are, or do we start looking at Santa Barbara, possibly Northern San Diego. Those of you that follow me know that Northern San Diego is my happy place. We're headed there this weekend. We're actually going for two weeks. Last year, we went for almost a month. And while it's not a huge move, it's not across the country, just the thought of what, I don't know, it's a big deal. Like, we're super attached to our house. We have got a lot of things set up here it just feels like a big deal. It feels like a really big deal for us. And Kenny and I move at really different paces. I move really fast. My husband moves really slow. He gets really attached. He does not like change. He does not like moving houses. I'm much more like, it's just a house. Like, you pack it up. It's just, you know, it's just four walls. Yes, I put so much, like, my soul is in this home. And for those of you that have been to live events here, you know it. Like, you know how mindfully and intentionally we built this home. And there would definitely be a grieving process for me if we chose to leave it. But I also, like, have this very strong intuitive sense. And, you know, I had it 5 years ago when we ended up buying this property and when we bought the lot and we built the house, and it was a big deal for us then, and we got through it and we're so grateful for it. And Kenny's just like, why? Why do we need to go through that again? And I don't really have a very clear logical answer, because it's not like COVID's only happening in Los Angeles and not other places. And so, you know, I've just been really asking myself, like, am I just trying to run right now and I'll just run anywhere? Or is there like a deeper intuitive inner knowing that it's time for our family to run at a slightly different speed? And you know, I don't have those answers yet. And it just feels like kind of the only thing that I can think about. So I'm looking forward to going down to San Diego today. If you guys, or not today, but in a couple of days, if you guys want to follow along in my process, I'll be sharing a little bit about this here and there, but I don't even know if I should share this podcast, to be honest, because it's so like my inner thoughts. It's like you guys are getting like the window into my inner experience, and it truly feels very vulnerable for me. So I appreciate you holding this and holding it with me and, you know, sharing. Just connect with me. Send me a DM. Shoot me an email if this resonates, if you feel like you are turning things upside down, if you're asking big questions of yourself, if you are considering big moves, big life decisions. I think we all are right now, and that's why I do feel like I probably will share this, because whether or not you're considering moving, I think there's just big life decisions up. Some people are, you know, having to make really big changes in their business. Other people are being forced to make decisions with their education of their kids. You know, I have people that are changing jobs, and a lot of people are looking at this as a really big opportunity to start their online business that they've always wanted to start. So it's all positive, and I'm fully like, or it can be seen through the lens of positive. And I know that if we decided, whatever we decide with school and whatever did we decide with our home, like we will always, always, always rise up. We will be better for it. And I don't ever think that we will be guided to a decision. I'm so close with my own intuition and with source and with spirit. I know that I won't be guided towards a decision that we won't be better off in the end. And yet when you're in it, it just, there's a heaviness, and there's, you know, challenging conversations with Kenny, not always seeing eye to eye, can be hard. And so, like I said at the beginning, I wanted to just to show up. It would be my tendency to just really kind of pull back and just be in my own process right now with this and kind of, you know, make some announcements on the other side. But, I think it's important to share with you, you know, as to the degree that I'm comfortable while I'm going through this process, so that you can see how this works. And truly, like, the work that I do in the world, you know, the work around in the 6-week boot camp Align Higher is this process, like is the process of being kind to yourself and gentle with yourself and aligning to a more clear inner knowing, whether it's your business or your relationship or these having these like really bold conversations and listening to your intuition and having the guts to take action through these ups and downs. So this is what I do in the world. Here is me going through my process with you. I am pulling out so many tools and exercises that I use in Align Higher right now. And, you know, be on the lookout. We're going to be announcing some things around Align Higher when I get back from Del Mar. And like I said, if you want to join me on that process, feel free to follow along on stories and be sure to say hello. All right, guys, have a great day. You can find me at Heidi Stevens over on the IG. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.